The resurrection journey is all about, it's all about clearing out 8 different points of your energetic field from this inventory work that we've been doing, from this refeeling work that we've been doing. Because what would probably be good is to take one of those traits that you're willing to let go of, and really going through each step of this with me, as I rattle, I'm going to rattle and wind at each point of these 8 points that we're going to work with. And so the 8th point is the where the spin axis hits the center of the earth, of what's holding you. And so if you were to look at the drawing of relativity, the 300, they meet each other. They meet each other back in a circle. So this upper spin axis actually meets your lower spin axis in a full and complete circle. And you really want a really clear channel all the way through to be able to spin and pivot and change. Okay. I would invite everyone to get comfortable. And Bridget, let me know.
Keep talking. I can't hear you very well.
Can you hear me now?
Keep talking.
Well, I don't have nothing else to say. I'm getting ready for the journey.
All right. You're going to move the rattle away from the mic a little bit. The rattle's very loud compared to your voice.
Okay. So much for this idea, this mic. Not again. It's hard to know.
That's better. Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to the other mic. I don't think it's plugged in. All right. Make yourself comfortable. And ask your March wind, what was that trait that is really no longer serving me, that I'm ready to let go, that I'm ready to give up? Now look into your first chakra. It's at the base of your spine. And look in and see where that trait is living. How it's physically manifested in that chakra. And when I do the whistle, I'm going to clean that chakra, blowing counterclockwise. Now move up to the second chakra, a couple of fingers below your belly button. And we're going to look at the emotional needs and desires of this trait. How does it still feed you? How does it feed your creativity? Why is it so important? How did it serve you? How did it not serve you? and ask for that March wind to take it. Now we're going to move up to the third chakra. How is this unwanted trait empowering you? How did you source from this power? How did self-serving give you power? How did giving too much give you power? How does talking too much give you power? How does hiding give you power? Whatever it is, ask your March wind to release this from your power center. Moving up to the heart center. How have you loved this trait? How have you loved this part of yourself? Love it fully as you let it go. Ask your March wind to help you love it so much you dissolve it in the white light. Moving up to your throat. What have you stuffed in your throat with this trait? Or what have you spoken out of turn? Where have you hurt others with your voice? Where have you forgot to sing? Where is this living? Ask your March wind to help you get your voice in accordance and alignment with that you're ready to let go of. Now move up to your third eye. How has this trait blocked your intuition? How has this trait strengthened your intuition? Or how do you believe this trait has strengthened your intuition? Or this quality about your behavior that you're ready to let go of? Call upon your March wind to open that third eye so that you can really see the truth of who you are and who you're becoming. And now we're going to the top of our spin axis, to the place above our head, where we receive that light, that energetics of the wind. And look to see how your blocks have kept you from receiving the full thrust, that full power of spirit of the wind. now we're going to unwind it all the way down, all the way through the chakras, all the way down through your sacrum, into that other point, that spin axis point. And when you get to the place where your bottom of your spin axis touches in a 360-degree circle with the top of your spin axis, you've kind of got an energetic of this moving, flowing, counterclockwise energy. And see if there's any blocks there at all. And when it's flowing really smooth, come to a still point. And then wind yourself back up clockwise. And let's bring the light of the resurrection into your heart. Call upon your April wind to fill you up with light. And when you're ready, come back to the room.